I don't know if you've seen the character.
He does good characters, folks.
first couple months of doing stand-up, and like I just never bothered with it again. But I recently tried it because it cracks up my girlfriend when I do it for Jacqueline, she likes it. So here's the character, and then we'll get on to bigger and better things. He's a toddler that is also a hotshot Hollywood producer. And he has some notes on Snack Time. Okay? He has some Snack Time notes. So PB&J, I love it. I love where you're going with it. You got the peanut butter, you got the jelly. Don't change a goddamn thing. It's perfect. But let me ask you, are you married to the crust? That's the hotshot Hollywood toddler. And folks, this is the High Anxiety Variety Show. Please, let's get ready for our first guest. Who is it, Cameron?
Yeah, he's a wonderful comedian in Sacramento. He has a monthly comedy show here at the, comedy
Empire.
Empire Comedy Hub. And he also does...
You're killing this intro.
Look, you know what? You threw me off with the baby thing. He has a YouTube show. He has a Let's Play on YouTube. And it's called JoJo Has Fun. Everybody, please make some noise for JoJo Lewis, everybody!
So whatever one you want, you can totally handle. Taking off the glasses doesn't fix me, okay? I'm not a good 80s movie, you know? Like, I'm growing my hair out because I thought it would make me look cool, you know, like a bass player or someone who got middle schoolers drunk. Nope. I went to my buddy and was like, because I thought I could just reverse it quickly. I was like, hey, if I cut my hair short, will that make me look cool? And he was like, no. That'll just make you look like if Harry Potter dropped out of wizard school. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of punk rock, right? Like, you know, like I had a Quidditch scholarship, but then I fucked up my back doing wheelies on a broom. I show up to Hogwarts the first day, and Hagrid's like, you didn't get financial aid. So I moved back home, I ended up going to community college, I get an AA in potions. You can't get a job in this economy with an AA in potions. Everyone wants you to know Excel for some reason. It's fucking bullshit. I can answer phones. So you gotta sell weed out of the back of your step-parent's van to make ends meet. You got a kid on the way that you're pretty sure is yours. You're like, expecto paterno. These aren't even jokes. These are just the major plot points of my Harry Potter fan fiction. I have titled Harry Potter and the Chamber Over the Garage. Harry Crush. Damn, dude. Oh, man. I'm very educated. I'm a highly educated person. I have a PhD in English. I have a doctor of English. Okay, that's the best reaction I've ever gotten to that statement. My parents were like, okay, whatever. You gonna move out soon? I was like, nah, I'm a doctor. Crazy. People ask me, like, what good is a doctor? Like, what good is a PhD? Like, how do you know? There's only two uses I found. First use is during, like, a disaster. Like, during, like, an accident or something. That's really useful. Because if someone's like, oh my god, this dude's choking, is there a doctor in the house? I can be like, technically. How much CPR do you need? I don't know. I can get through it. The other use is very valuable during sex. Extremely valuable during sex. Gotta be making out with someone and be like, hey, the doctor is in. And they're like, this is in? I'm like, fuck you, the doctor's out. Take this. That is a small dick joke that cost me $144,000. Very proud of it. I remember the day I got my degree, it was a very emotional time because it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. And I was like, oh man, what's next? So I was just hanging out downtown, just like out of my own business. And a homeless man saw me from his, I'll call it a layer. He saw me from his layer. And he ran at me. And when he got there, I was like, boo. And he was like, hey, man, you in college? And I was like, no. And he goes, you need to go to college, man. No matter how smart you think you are. You'll be smarter if you go to college. Anyone ever get a pep talk from a homeless dude? It really throws you for your loop because you're like, what the fuck do I look like that this almost pirate wants to help me? Most homeless people look like out-of-work pirates, right? Anyway. Anyway, so normally I'm polite to people. Normally I'm very polite, but at that point I was very emotional. And I was like, hey, man, I just got done with grad school. I just did all of the college. There's no college. So whatever you think the answer is not the answer. And then that guy walked off, even more homeless than he was before. Didn't even see how it was possible. He came to me with nothing and he left with less! That is the second student loan joke of the night. You're welcome. God damn it. I have a girlfriend for this next joke. My girlfriend... right there. Anyway. Our girlfriend, we've been together for a long time. We've been together for about 10 years. Actually, that's not true. We've been together for 13 years. I just round down because then it seems like I have hope for the future. It's interesting when you've been together for that long because it gets to a point where you have to kind of like, and you kind of have to like do weirder shit in the bedroom in order to make it interesting. You know, like we watch porn together. Anyone watch porn together? There's some in here. Yeah. Then someone was like, yeah, guy. Who picks the video? He does?
No.
I might just stop the show to figure out why everyone's so quick to give up responsibility. Matches our situation, you know? Like, it's always like two vaguely heavy people having missionary-style sex with the lights off. You can't even see anything. It's just black. Video goes for like 2 minutes and ends with both people checking their phones. That's the one shot. But when I'm alone, I pick videos that, you know, that are a little different. Like, for me, whenever I put on a video, like, I have rules. First rule is the chick, she has to have glasses. As a rule, she has to be wearing glasses. She also has to have a dick, but mainly glasses. Primarily it's glasses. I remembered that joke as I was telling it. Like, I totally couldn't remember the fucking words. Comedy's fake. I'm JoJo Lewis.
New episode should be dropping soon, she claims. So with that, please welcome Emma Hannah.
Woo! You're on for Corey, everybody. What's up? How are you guys doing tonight? Yeah, me too. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 46 days. Bad smoker, like I was smoking like 2 packs a day since I was like 17 years old. So for like the past year, I've been so, and it's like, and I always felt like super guilty about smoking that much too. And so like every time I would go and buy a pack of cigarettes, I would buy a gas station banana because I felt like it canceled something out. And I would always just tell the clerk that, and I'd be like, this that. He's like, no, you're dying. But I've been talking to guys at my work who have quit smoking, and they've quit for like at least 10 years, like a long time. And they all have like that same like kind of story where like they realize when they should quit. And this one guy was just like, yeah, I remember I walked up a flight of stairs and I like lost my breath, and it was just like, and then I was like, I'm done. And then this other guy was like, yeah, I remember I was like eating a sandwich and like halfway through I just felt like super faint and like I was really light, and I'm like, no, Brian, you're just fat. Like, that's what happened. And so they asked me, they were like, so what was your moment? When did you realize? And I was like, oh my, this is gonna be super embarrassing. I was masturbating and I hella wheezed in the middle of it. Right? Which is weird because masturbation's like a really like stationary thing for me. Like, I'm not going buck wild, just like, oh yeah, like all over the room. I do it like this, because if I did like the female masturbation, you'd be like, does your stomach hurt? What are you doing? So yeah, like it was so weird. I was just like, ah, and then I was like, oh my god, what happened? And I was like, I'm done, never again, never again. Also, have not masturbated 46 because I don't know if you've ever fucked someone and they wheezed in the middle of it, but it's gross. And I turned myself off of myself. She's like, that was an ugly thing you just did. Never do it again. But quitting smoking sucks, because then you have to start watching what you eat. That's like the big thing when you quit, because it's like an oral fixation, so usually people who quit will just start eating like a shit ton, or sucking a lot of dicks. And it's like just an oral fixation, and I'm bad at the latter. You know, I'm not good at it. So I've been eating more, and I'm just like, oh no, I have to watch it. And it's not even like fattening foods that I like overeat on. It's like condiments. Like, my biggest problem is peanut butter. I am a bad peanut butter. Like, I used to clear like a jar of peanut butter, and not like the pussy ass shit, not like Jiffy, and like skimmy, like the good shit with like the oil, and you gotta mix it with the knife just to like get it right. And my ex used to get pissed at me because he'd come home from work and just be like, Emma, did you eat all the peanut butter? And I would like try and play it cool and just be like, I don't know, but my stomach hurts. And my poops are greasy. So I did. I'm sorry. So bad. It sucks having to like watch what you eat. I've been trying more to watch what I eat. I've been trying like different diets and stuff because I'm getting a little husky. And I've been like noticing it with my clothes. My thighs are thick. They're thick as thieves, y'all. They're just like, always together, never apart. So I've been trying like different ways to eat. I've been trying the raw food diet. Have you guys ever, when you just eat like uncooked foods, pretty much that's what it is. And it's been like, it's all right.
How
like, I don't know if you've ever had like raw top ramen, but it's not good. It fucks with your mouth. It's bad. I'm a big ranch dressing person too. Anybody else?
Yes.
Ranch is the shit. I love it. I'm one of those weird people. I put it on everything, and I blame it on my parents because when I was a kid, it's the only way they could get me to eat any kind of meat. Awkward silence. The only way my ex could get me to eat any kind of meat. You know what? That's gross. I'm sorry. I don't even know what that would look like. It's just like, yeah. Hidden Valley for your Hidden Valley money. He's like, someone's gonna try that. But my parents, that's the only way they could get me meat as a kid. And I remember I was like 6 years old when I learned what meat actually was. I remember I was at daycare and we were eating chicken wings for lunch, which like I don't know what kind of like ghetto ass daycare I went to. And it was like, it's 11 a.m. let's have some chicken wings. Like, all right. And I remember, like, I wasn't even eating them. I was just, like, playing with them or whatever. And I was just like, what is this? And the lady's like, those are chicken wings. And I was like, chicken wings? Like, what do you mean? And she's like, you know, like chickens, like a chicken's arm. A chicken. chicken's arm. Like, what do you, that's what I said, what do you mean? She's like, you know, like this. And she was sort of like banging my arm. Like how I was, and that fucked me up for years, like for years. I think the only meat my parents could get me to eat from ages like 6 to 9 was corn dogs. That was it, just, I was like just clearing a case of corn dogs. Like, I think that's why I got boobs when I was like 9. And I just looked down one day, I'm like, these are corn dog titties. That's great. I did get boobs at a super young age. I got fitted for my first bra when I was 9 years old. Right, that's crazy. I said that on a show once, some guy was just like, woo! I was just like, he is on a list somewhere. So he shouldn't be here. And it was such a weird experience. I remember I was at Macy's with my mom, and this old lady was just like, fit me and like, push me in this shit. And like, when she was done, she was just like, how old are you? And I was like, 9. And she was like, you're a full B, almost a C cup. Which is crazy. And I didn't really know what that meant, so I like looked at my mom for like some kind of comfort or something. And she just had this like weird look on her face. Like if I had to like match a word to the look on my mom's face, it would be jealousy. Anyways, I'm Emma Haney. Thank you guys for okay.
Oh, that's louder than the other one.
Oh, how have you been, Emma?
I mean, I've been okay.
Okay, you've been away for a while.
I did.
And how long?
3 months. I took a 3 month. It was. It's been like 2 years.
But you've been back at it like
the past hard, couple like, of days.
Yeah. How has that been? Like in particular, like getting back into doing a bunch of shows.
Oh, my first set, I got booked for like 20 minutes, which is hard if you like go from not doing it to like do this 20 minutes. I'm like, okay. And like the first 7 minutes was just like, it was okay, but you could tell I was just like knocking off, you know, the dust and the rust. And then after that, it was fine.
But you're back at it. You have all this new material too, like that I love. Like it's fantastic, and it's
we were like little schoolgirls back there.
Oh, really? So good. I remember you mentioning a while back when you were talking about in the break, it was consciously to come back and work on an hour. Is that still Where are you at time-wise?
I probably have from the stuff before my break. I have like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And now, since I've taken the break, I have like 32 total. That was the idea. Was like, I'm gonna take this break, man. It's gonna be epic, and I'm gonna come back and do it. And then it's like, I didn't do shit.
Was the plan to write in the off time, or like just completely decompress? Oh.
That's what I wanted to do, because I figured if I like took myself out of stuff, because I didn't even go to like as much open mics or anything. I was like, yeah, if I just step away, and then I'm just gonna write all this like prolific shit. And it's like I have like a cool joke about not smoking. No, I've written a few things.
No, there was a bunch of stuff when you went up at Luna's.
Yeah, that night was all new stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, I beg to differ that you just have 2 minutes.
Okay. But yeah.
So what's been happening personally in your life lately? What's new and exciting in Emma's life?
Well, I'm full-time at FedEx now. Woo! Thanks. Yeah, holla for those day jobs. Am I right? Dental. nice teeth, yo. Just working. And then I got served my divorce papers finally. I haven't lived with my husband in like 2.5 years. And like he finally served me my divorce. He got a stranger to come bring him to me like last week.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that was great. Let me cross my legs.
I thought that you guys had fairly amicable.
We did. It wasn't bad. But
that
I guess
seems very tense.
No, well,
but just that.
It was weird. I was like stressed about it. Yeah. Well, like, I didn't know, but when you file for a divorce, you can't serve them to your spouse. You have to have someone else serve them to them. So it's not like, I'm going to have to serve you. It's just
that's
like,
that's not what the movies played.
Right? And then when the guy came to my house, because I'm really like anxious and weird. I was like, oh my God, this person's going to be in my house. And he was like super mellow and whatever, but I was just starting to be like, you got served. And he didn't say it. So I was like upset. And then I said it to him because I smoked weed on the way home. Because he got my number and he was texting like, when are you going to be home? I need to bring you this shit. So I smoked weed on the way home. And then sitting there. Yeah, I was getting pumped. And then, and then so he gives them to me and he just was like, you need to do this and take them down. And I was just like, did I get served though? Like, I was baiting him, and he was just like, I'm gonna go. All right. So that happened.
Do you feel any closure with that?
Yeah, I wasn't sad until that happened. Because it's like, he was my first boyfriend. We were together from when I was like 18 to 28. So it was just like, stupid. I don't know. But it's fine now. Now yeah. I'm like, I haven't lived with you forever, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
You really fun stuff out for yourself.
I know, sorry. Do you want to say it? I mean,
no, I was on tape. So when Corey was like pitching this like version of the show, he was like, and we're gonna have Emma, like I was just like did a little dance at my work desk.
Oh, shit.
I'm openly just such a fan. I'm so glad you're here. You're so funny. I'm glad
you're
back.
We're so happy you did the show. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having
Emma
me.
Haney, ladies.
He's of the band Be Brave Bold Robot, which is a great local Sacramento band. Woo! Give it up for Be Brave Bold Robot, everybody, and then for the band itself, Dean Atkinson, everybody! We debated backstage.
Scandinavian with the two A's.
Just trying to get it right.
Hagen, yeah. One of the first kings of Norway, Scandinavia has been around for a long, long time, but around the 1100.
Ooh. That's funny. It wasn't right. This is funny when I pointed it out to you.
But 1200 AD, King of Norway, Håkon Håkonsson, spat that out. Hello, hard to follow a bunch of comedians, but I'll try. You're just supposed to make the music, stupid. It's foregone conclusion. My life is going to end. Never a conformist. I'll join the dying trend. I'll soon run out of chapters. My ribbon's dry. But until then. Time we started living instead of giving chase to bring some happiness to this sad, sad place. Listen to my ideal friends. I think that I have found a way. This is what I say. I say we start.
What do you call a kid that was raised in a whorehouse?
What?
Brothel sprout.
think it takes a keen comedic mind to like that one. Here's a request by Corey.
Pretty much, yeah. 20 years ago, right out of high school, learned to play. why do we still do this to ourselves? Like the fact, like going out, doing shows, scrambling. Oh, yeah. Why do you do this?
Dude, I worked a day job all week, get off at 6. I'm sitting there in a cubicle, I drink too much, I'm almost 40, I'm tired. And then this was kind of a little anxiety producing. It's like, oh, I gotta go do this and be funny around comedians in this place where I've really never been on this stage. And it feels worth it though.
Yeah.
Very much. Right now, I would just say anything I want into the microphone. It's fun. And singing those songs.
I was joking with Corey just earlier, but it's like, yeah, I was like, I don't know why we do this to feel alive. Like, I can do other things to feel alive, but it's true. Like, this makes us, you feel that it's indescribable. Judge it, you know what I'm trying to say? That feeling of...
How long have you been doing comedy and performance?
Oh, I've been in band since I was like 18.
Yes!
No, I'm not funny. There's no reason for me to be up here.
I kind of.
Are you just dead?
I actually don't respond to what you're saying. No, it's I don't know. It's fun. I mean,
once you've done your PhD thesis to that group,
yeah, there's
it's
like
all downhill.
It's nothing else. But no, it's just like I mean, I could say like, oh, it's nice to come up and make a connection with people in that thing, but I performed so many times and there's just nobody, or the people are not on board. Because not to be mean to Dean, but he's got that fucking guitar of yours makes people love you, like, implicitly. And I'm just up here with, like, my opinions on shit.
You do it good, though. You just keep on talking.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like, there's something, like, at least with that, it seems like, it's like, oh, he has a guitar, he knows what he's doing. I'm up here with a microphone, it's like, fuck that guy, I can't do that shit. So, like, I don't know, as a comic, it's different a little bit, because it's like, I have to keep talking, because if I don't, I lose. But you can just be like, is that fucking... I'm jealous of that shit.
Yeah, but
does that come across? It makes me feel better right before this. Me and Dean like really bonded over the fact that after this, we're both going to go J.O. and we're excited.
All right, well, in the spirit of telling us to fuck off, let's get out of here so Dean can play his last song.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Dean, take it.
That was it. The whole thing went way too fast.
Different.
I don't know what to play. Any requests? Growing up, I never had headstone that I would erect of the millions would be yours. And it would read, begin parentheses, shadow book that changes lives on the back of her toilet. And she saw it once, twice in the eyes of everyone.
Keep up with us on Facebook, and we do lots of fun stuff.
We're fun guys.
We're fun people.